A History of 1820 Naval Air Squadron. Squadron Badge. No badge issued to this squadron. Battle Honors. None. Aircraft types operated. Curtis Hell Diver Mark 1, April to December 1944. Commanding Officers. Lieutenant Commander Ray, HIA, Swain, DSC, REN, April 1, 1944. Squadron disbanded December 16, 1944. Formation and Workup. Number 1820 Squadron officially formed in the United States at U.S. Naval Air Station Brunswick, Maine, on April 1, 1944 as a dive bomber squadron under the command of Lieutenant Commander Ray, HIA, Swain, DSC, REN. Initial equipment was 9 Curtiss SBW-1B, Hell Divers and a squadron strength of 8 pilots and 8 observers. After familiarization with the aircraft and equipment, the squadron moved to U.S. Naval Air Station Squantum, Massachusetts, on May 1 to begin training in earnest to prepare for active service. It is believed that some of the squadron aircrew had completed an intensive dive bombing course at U.S. Naval Air Station, Vero Beach, Florida, beginning in July 1943. Prior to the formation of the squadron, one pilot was killed during this training. Acting Lieutenant Commander A.J. Grant Sturgis, RNVR, died when the Douglas SBD Dauntless, in which he was training, failed to pull out of a dive in time and dove into the sea, killing both him and his U.S. Navy instructor. It is highly probable that Lieutenant Commander Grant Sturgis was the intended commanding officer of the Royal Navy's only dive bomber squadron. Note 1. The Curtiss Hell Diver was a difficult aircraft to master, and the squadron suffered another tragedy on June 6, 1944 when JW-120, flown by Sub-Lieutenant J. Dawson, RNVR with air mechanic, engines, First Class SC, Wells on board, flew into the ground at Wellesley, Massachusetts and burnt out, killing them both. There were 3 more incidents in June, all on the 24th while the squadron was conducting deck landing training on the USS Charger. Sub-Lieutenant J. Fenwick, RNZNVR, had to make a forced landing in the sea after JW-122 suffered engine failure. He was rescued okay. Sub-Lieutenant E. Pearson, RNVR, also made a forced landing in the sea when JW-108 suffered engine failure after takeoff from Squantum. He was rescued okay. Sub-Lieutenant A.E. Cornaby, RNVR, flying in JW-116, made it to the ship but made a bad landing and ended up in the barrier on Charger. Passage to the UK. On completion of their formation and workup, the squadron flew to U.S. Naval Air Station Norfolk on July 5 to embark in the escort carrier HMS Arbiter for passage to the UK. Arbiter had docked at Pier 7, Naval Operating Base Norfolk, on July 4 and began loading stores and equipment. Leaving their aircraft at Naval Air Station Norfolk on the 5th, 1820 squadron aircrews embarked in the ship, their aircraft, equipment, spares, stores and squadron maintenance personnel embarking the next day. On the morning of July 7, Arbiter embarked her main ferry load of aircraft, 44 Hellcats, 7 Corsairs and 2 Martlets, as deck cargo, the Hell Divers being stowed in the hangar for passage. Once loading was complete, she proceeded to New York, where she was berthed at 35th Street Pier, Brooklyn, on July 8 to embark passengers before joining convoy CU-31, sailing on July 10, 1944 for Liverpool. Arbiter anchored in Liverpool Bay late on July 21 to await docking at Gladstone Dock, Liverpool. However, a fouled anchor prevented Arbiter from getting underway until the morning of the 23rd, when she finally tied up to disembark her passengers. The following day, 1820 squadron personnel, aircraft and cargo were disembarked. The Hell Divers were towed by road to RNS Section Speke, where the squadron was to assemble. After a short period of leave, the squadron moved to Royal Naval Air Station Bursko, Lancashire on August 11. Workup in the UK. The flying training program and further evaluation of the aircraft's suitability for use by the fleet air arm resumed at Bursko. 1 week later, Sub-Lieutenant E.P. Jones, RNZNVR, had to make a wheels-up forced landing in JW-105 on the 19th. Extensive use was made of the practice bombing range at Preezall, 1 mile north of Fleetwood, for dive bombing, and it was here that the squadron lost its third pilot, on October 6, Sub-Lieutenant A.E. Neville, RNVR, was killed when his aircraft, JW-121, failed to pull out of its dive in time and dove into the sea near to the targets. The squadron flew to Royal Naval Air Station Donebrissel, Dunfermline on October 23 to prepare for deck landing trials in the escort carrier HMS Speaker. The aircraft joined the ship on the 29th, disembarking briefly to Donebrissel on completion on the 30th, before continuing on to Royal Naval Air Station Hatstone, Orkney on the 31st. On their arrival, Sub-Lieutenant A. Pearson, RNVR, taxied his HEL diver, JW-125, into Wildcat JV-734, which was picketed on the airfield. They were to spend the whole of November at Hatstone, returning to Donebrissel on December 1 for a brief stopover en route to Bursko, where they arrived on December 4. There was one further flying incident while at Hatstone. On November 11, Sub-Lieutenant E.B.A. Everitt, RNVR, inhaled diver JW-107 suffered engine failure and made a forced landing on the airfield. Squadron disbanded. By the time the squadron arrived back at their home base, the decision had been taken to withdraw the HEL diver from frontline service. 1820 was officially disbanded on December 16, 1944. What remained of the HEL diver ones delivered to the fleet air arm were dispersed to second line units. The original order for 450 was cancelled. Note 1, Reynolds, W. 2004, Diary of a Lucky Marine Throttle Jock, pages 31 and 32, writing about Nasvro Beat recalls, July 8. A few days ago, another squadron arrived, Royal Navy sub-lieutenants, mostly English. One Aussie and one New Zealander. July 20. Grant Sturgis, skipper of the Royal Navy squadron, have taken a formation on a navigation exercise, landed at Nassau in the British Bahamas, and loaded the SB2As with Scotch whiskey. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2017, www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.